Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us at 6:30. We'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network, and it'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with head coach Kellen Moore, Mike Haas, Bobby Hebert with him. Also, his guest tonight will be Saints running backs coach Joe Thomas at 7:30. It'll be Monday Night Football as the New York Giants play the New England Patriots. Also, to Tiger fans, for the latest on LSU's search for the assistant coaches now and the staff, and also signing day. Right here, we're going to give you all the information this coming Wednesday on the signees. Keep it locked on to the Big 870 for breaking news, interviews, analysis, and it's all brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910, and WWL. He's here each and every week from the Silver Slipper Casino. Les Sackett from the Silver Slipper. Les, thanks so much for joining us, brother.
Man, Les, your fan base is coming out. They're all excited.
You're worse than Hilbert with this now. So, man, how was it, the Thanksgiving, everything? And hope you had a great Thanksgiving time and with family. But I know you got to work quite a bit during that time frame, but I'm sure y'all had it packed here at the Silver Slipper.
Oh, yeah. We had a very busy Thanksgiving day. We gave away $30,000 guaranteed with our slippers of cash.
Cash money, homie.
We win $30,000 on Thanksgiving Day.
Y'all restarting that over, correct?
Yes. This Thursday, we're going to go back. We're going to start at $5,000, and it'll grow by $5,000 each week until it gets hit. And we're going to keep going all the way until Memorial Day.
Well, and you think about it, you know, you look for promotions and marketing. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Right.
And so now this is the third time y'all doing this. Well, yeah, hello. Very popular. And everybody, you know, people on the street ask me about this, about that slipper full of cash.
Yeah, it's a very good promotion for us. Brings in a lot of business, and people are enjoying it.
Other thing, man, over the weekend with so many things happening in the coaching world, we saw Lane Kiffin making the decision to leave Ole Miss to come to LSU. Coach John Summerall decides that he's going to leave Tulane and he's going to go to University of Florida.
Better job.
Today, go to show how things have changed. One of the greatest high school players in the state, had an unbelievable career at San Diego State, and then with the Rams, Pro Football Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk becomes the head football coach at Southern University.
Southern Jaguars.
So think about that. Who would have had that on the dance card back in August?
What wouldn't have thought Marshall Faulk would be,
man.
You know, well, head coach.
And 1 year as an assistant.
And you know what goes a long way, too, and you keep that momentum going? there's no way Southern should have beat Grambling. And they did.
And they did do
and
it.
And they did. Southern was terrible this year. That's why they need a new coach. But they beat Grambling. Mike, you know how long that goes with the fan bases and the Bayou Classic? I mean, that to show you how powerful the Bayou Classic is, it's on national TV. Not regional. That's on NBC
TV.
Forever. To show you the power of Grambling and Southern in the Dome.
Other thing, too, is the new head football coach at Ole Miss is from Hammond, Louisiana, Pete Golding. And many people have heard Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Network. He's on our show quite a bit covering it. Well, Blake got coached at Southeastern by an assistant coach, Pete Golding. And he was at Alabama. He was the guy that recruited the state of Louisiana for Alabama. And so he gets promoted from defensive coordinator to head coach. Man, they got Louisiana cats all over the place.
Yeah, because we love football.
Exactly.
Football's in our blood.
So tell us what else is going on. Man, before you know it, Les, we're going to blink, and it's going to be Christmas time.
Yeah.
It's just a couple of weeks away, so tell us what's happening here.
So like we said earlier, the Slippers of Cash is coming back. We're going to start this Thursday again. $5,000, and we'll grow $5,000 each week. We're going to have some Christmas Day specials in the Jubilee Buffet and the Blue Bayou. We also have a New Year's Eve party. It's going to be on Wednesday, December 31st. We'll have hats and horns and
if you've
tiaras
never come to that, I've been here before twice. Man, it's a great time here. Y'all do a really super job. My wife and I really enjoyed coming here for New Year's Eve. So we either do this or we go to the World War II Museum. I think Bobby's been there a few times.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. Because, yeah, you want to be by your significant other or some other.
Or some other.
Because when it strikes midnight, you got to give him a kiss. Bring in the new year. I mean, you know, whatever. Whoever you want to kiss.
Some
just,
other.
Just make sure when it turns into the new year, you have somebody that you really want to kiss.
Go ahead, Les.
Yeah, we're actually going to have two celebrations. We're going to have one on the 27th, and then we're going to have one on the 29th. On the 27th, we're going to have Tease Me Band, who will be playing from 9:30 to 1. On New Year's Eve, we're going to have Joni Compretta and the Baytown Groove, who are going to, again, play from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. We'll also have the champagne flights that we'll have at midnight for everyone. Then it's going to be a great celebration.
Also, too, you have these squares up for the Monday night game tonight, the Giants and the Patriots. So if you're in the area, come on by and visit us and get your square right here at the Silver Slipper. And I know you're involved with that because I saw you writing down the name. So not only does he promote it, he's involved with it.
Tell my staff.
So what's the point spread? 7.5?
7.5.
And look at the Patriots. They like Sean Payton and the Broncos are competing with the Patriots for number one seed in the AFC. And then you got to deal with injuries. But I look at the Giants. Look how many games the Giants are ahead. It was against
the
Saints.
Fourth quarter.
And they lose it in the fourth quarter. So I'm just going by that. Don't panic if you're a Patriots fan and the Giants are winning. I mean, and the Giants
they seemingly choking the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they'll find a way to lose.
Les, thanks so much joining us. Come on down to the Silver Slipper and man, before you know it, hey, make reservations if you want to stay here for Christmas Eve and also for New Year's because I know that's going to fill up real quick.
Oh yeah, that is definitely going to happen. So
Les,
make sure that you Get on and get in. Get your reservations here.
Thanks so much, bud. Really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Les Sackett from the Silver Slipper Casino. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Go Tigers!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Detail along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We had the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, again, what we saw yesterday, Saints Dolphins, we'll talk a little bit about Saints before we go to Glenn West from Go247. But yesterday, man, the first half, it's almost like offensively you playing that in a goldfish bowl. Everything is so kind of, I guess the best word to use is condensed. And, okay, it's great to complete a two-yard pass, but it's not moving the chains at all. When you stretch the rubber band in the second half is when Tyler Shaw.
Well, you're always playing damn catch-up. Chasing points.
And so to me,
aggravating.
That is kind of like the same script we almost seen week to week with this football
team. Same song and dance, Mike.
Same deal.
Listen, we've been outscored in the first quarter 92-19. I don't know if I've ever witnessed that. What is going to be 5-1 by the time the season's over? 6-1 being outscored in the first quarter? No, it's unbelievable. You might as well go run errands and do your honey-do list in the first half and then see what the score is at halftime and watch the second half, because our scoring defense in the second half in the team has been unbelievable. Now, you know what that's telling me? Kellen Moore and all Sean Payton, everybody, all these offensive coordinators, gurus, they have scripted plays at the beginning, 15 to 20
and
plays.
And they're not getting off of them.
So, and then, but now, from a defensive perspective, they're also trying to figure out what a team's going to do.
Yes.
And the defense is winning. And what bottom line is the halftime adjustments, we need to do that before the game. I mean, it's unbelievable if you look at it right now. Once again, same song and dance. They find themselves playing catch up. Now, they failed to gain a first down and went scoreless in their three first quarter possessions. I don't know. I was ready to make bootleg T-shirts. Three and out. And just put three and out. And, you know, you sell that on the street. Three and out. And Saints fans will notice. Who that nation notice? Make a shirt. Three and out. And then put in parentheses underneath there. Don't you have to score to win? No, and then enough said. I mean, Saints fans are knowing the hell what we're talking about. I mean, right now, we dead last. If we'd hit 20 points, we think it's a damn miracle. We got seven. We were only averaging 15 and a half. We got 17. So we're trending in the right direction. it is so frustrating. You look at it. The Saints have now scored just one touchdown in 27 first quarter drives this season. Okay, I got to say that again. Because we went from the penthouse with Drew Brees and Sean Payton to definitely the outhouse. We're not only in the outhouse, we're in the crap, but we're in the bottom. If you look at it right now, the Saints have now scored just one touchdown in 27 first quarter drives this season. Look, it was the ninth time in 12 games that the Saints failed to lead for a single minute. We're not good enough to be chasing points.
No.
I just want to see, I don't know, we're playing Tampa Bay on the road. We always have played well in Tampa. Can we do something? I mean, it'd be an upset, obviously. You know, Tampa Bay dealing with injuries. But you look at it. We're returning to Florida. And it's not spring break. I don't know, it's fall break. The weather's nice. A lot of Yankees want to go down to Florida at the time because of all the snowstorms. So returning to Florida to play the Buccaneers, the Bucs have won the last three games against the Saints. You know why we got to stop this? They won the last three games against the Saints and are looking to make it four straight for the first time in series history. If you go back Saints-Bucs history, the Bucs have never beaten the Saints four straight games in a row. So I don't want it to happen this Sunday.
This is a beat-up Buccaneers football team. They squeezed out a win against the Cardinals yesterday.
Yeah.
But the big difference is Baker Mayfield. Man, again, what he has done to that franchise to kind of put them over the top, because other teams had opportunities here. Look, the Falcons. They play one good game, and then what happened? They wet the diaper.
Yeah. The Falcons lost to the sorry-ass Jets.
But how about the Panthers? Oh, pulling the upset of upsets, beating the
Rams. That shows you it's pros versus pros. We whipped the Panthers. The Panthers, they didn't look too good. I'm like, look where they're at. They right now, Tampa Bay's worried because now they got to buy. The Panthers got to buy. And if we could beat, you know, if we beat Tampa Bay, the Panthers are going to be tied with Tampa Bay for first place in the NFC
South. That's unbelievable.
No, that to
me. That's unbelievable.
Because little Bryce and all that, I mean, Rico
Dotto. One game good, one game not so good.
Rico Dotto, we stopped him. He didn't do anything. But you know who we didn't stop yesterday? A-Chan was averaging 5.5 yards a carry. Coming into the game, he got 6.1. Remember that one touchdown of 29 yards? Again, I know I hear the music playing, but what the F is Alante Taylor doing in that 29-yard touchdown? What is the fix on? They go six plays, 69 yards. How can you not see him? Well, it was like the Matrix or something. He's right there. And then I got to ask Coach Moore that. I know when you're on those defensive meetings and the players, they got to be giving Alante Taylor the business. I don't know. Maybe these young players, they don't call each other out like that. Because, you know, we got to be more supportive. But, man, don't be so damn sensitive. They need a challenge. And why in the hell you didn't knock the crap out of them?
We'll be back with more second guests, and Glenn West from Go247 LSU will join us to talk about Lane Kiffin and the Tigers right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our talk and text line. And certainly today is dominated by Lane Kiffin's hiring in his press conference afterwards, which you heard here on the Big 870 WWL. We have on with us from Go247 covering the LSU Tigers, Glenn West. Glenn, I thought about you when it was finally announced Sunday, or it looked as though everything was done. We probably had you on, I think, the 2 days afterwards. And you were hearing similar to what I was hearing, that, hey, the number one target was going to be Lane Kiffin. And throughout the process, I heard it from the same people that he's the guy. But there always became that, but we're not quite sure if it seals the deal with Lane. Because if you look back at his history, nobody can guarantee you. You can maybe say it. And, man, I can't tell you how many texts, just like I'm sure you, about, man, I got inside information. It's Nick Saban. Now, they deleted all that now. Is I told y'all from the start, it was Lane Kiffin. So it's so funny about even LSU as of Saturday morning, people involved with it. We were doing the show, Herb Tyler and I, and we were kind of texting different people. We're about 90% sure, but there's still that little bit of leeway that it might get away. Your thoughts on the impact of Lane Kiffin? But he really was their number one guy from Jump Street once they got rid of Brian Kelly.
Yeah, he really was, Mike. And I think you can probably thank Coach Saban a little bit for that, too. So maybe there is some inner workings as to, you know, Coach Saban and helping LSU become or get their next head coach, because I do think Lane Kiffin leaned on him a lot throughout this process. But look, he was the number one guy. And I was actually talking about this with a lot of, kind of media folk and just people around the building today at the press conference. But, you know, when's the last time that LSU went out and got their number one target, like their A1 guy? You know, a couple years ago when it was Brian Kelly, you know, you heard all the Lincoln Riley stuff and how maybe that was their number one guy. You know, with Ed Orgeron, it was Tom Herman. And, you know, everybody thought Tom Herman was coming here as their number one choice. And, you know, Les Miles and Nick Saban, I heard, were not even all these LSU's number one choice when they were kind of coming up through that hiring process. So, you know, for LSU and for Virg Ausberry to go out there and to get their number one target with it being so public. Like, I mean, there's been so much reporting around this over the last couple of weeks that, you know, LSU and certainly Florida and were really, really targeting Lane Kiffin to be their number one coach. And LSU was able to put together an intriguing enough package to get it done. But huge credit to Virge Ausberry and that search committee really coming together a couple weeks ago after finally getting some alignment there at the tippy top of the administration to, you know, get things over the final finish line here with Lane Kiffin, because he absolutely was their number one guy.
Now, do you think, I think this is the difference. You know, look at LSU, Ole Miss. Even look at a team like Texas Tech, definitely a poster child when you look at the transfer portal and name, image, and likeness. But I think when Lane looks at LSU, okay, where is the best place that I can recruit the best players? I'm talking about the five stars. So you can have your cake and eat it too. So you have the top recruiting class, because LSU, you know, look through the years, even though you have the, you know, name, image, and likeness, transfer portal, how college football has changed, to me, like the Ohio States, those teams in the world, they're going to try and do everything. They're going to want those top recruiting classes. Like, we used to have whole shows and whole looking up to, where you ranked in the recruiting.
Especially in February when they had the bash.
Yeah, when we used to have that. Yeah. So now I think Lane looks at it, LSU, I can have that. And then look at the name, image, and likeness commitment, what I'm seeing, like $25, $30 million. And then the transfer portal. Who wouldn't want to play for Lane Kiffin? And so you look at Tiger Stadium, LSU, everything involved. So that's the trifecta. So that's why LSU, to me, has an unbelievable advantage over Ole Miss. And then you're playing in front of 100,000 versus 60,000 at Ole Miss. The same thing with Coach Summerall leaving Tulane, going to the Swamp in Florida. Come on. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a great point, Bobby, because I think for just listening to Lane Kiffin today, and you heard his reasons on why, you know, he was coming here. He told us today, and look, I don't know how truthful this was in the moment, but he said he didn't know what his contract numbers were, in terms of what he was making on the field. All he wanted to know was how much money, how much resources were going to go into the players that they were going to get, and certainly setting themselves up from that NIL perspective. And when he sat down with his agent, Jimmy Sexton, and they kind of just talked about all the different opportunities that, you know, Ole Miss, Florida, there was a fourth team that he had mentioned in there that he didn't really disclose to us, but he said by far LSU had the best package to go out there and get the kind of players that are going to lead them to winning and winning at a high level. And so, I think that played a major, major factor into all this. You know, he can come here and he can bring in, you know, that number two, number three, number one portal class year in, year out that he's been able to do at Ole Miss. But then you can, on top of it, combine it with the top five, top 10 recruiting class that LSU over the years has proven to be able to do religiously, mainly because of that in-state talent that is just always here in Louisiana. You always recruit your base if you're an LSU coach in Louisiana, and it usually nets really, really good recruiting classes. So if you get all that together, it has the makings to be a match made in heaven for LSU and Lane Kiffin.
Glenn, one of the things I've talked about over the last couple of weeks, and especially when we do in our Tiger Tailgate show, is the brand of LSU. Very few schools have that brand like LSU has. And when you think about Joe Burrow or Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, and you think about Angel Reese, Livy Dunn, Paul Skeens, that, and even Shaq, you know, Shaq O'Neal. Not only are you on the court or wherever you play field-wise known for something, it's also the commercial deals. It's the brand that you're selling, and part of that is LSU. Every 16, 17-year-old kid who's really good thinks, you know what, I can do that too. I think that's a huge plus in LSU's favor to get recruits, and also I think played a part in landing Lane Kiffin.
No doubt, and I think just to add another layer to this, but just the brand of Lane Kiffin coming to the brand of LSU. I mean, there is not a more you know, I guess in this day and age, social media present head coach than Lane Kiffin that's out there right now. And so I think what his potential to do from a, you know, a branding perspective to not only help his image, but to help LSU's image continue to grow and to continue to produce these kinds of athletes, that all plays into this, right? And so I'm absolutely with you there, Mike. I do think that, you know, there's something that, and this was something he said a bunch today, there's just something different about this place. And he's been on the other sidelines of, you know, whether it was at, you know, Ole Miss or at Tennessee or whatever. He's played in this stadium before a lot as the visitor opponent. And he said he talked to a lot of the coaches here, including Ed Orgeron. That was a very funny little anecdote that he kind of gave through the press conference today. But when you're on that home sidelines, you can just feel the crowd with you. And when you're on the visitor sidelines, you can just feel it weighing down on you and your team. And there's just really nothing else like that. And I think the brand of LSU certainly creates that. And I think there's a lot of excitement around this hire because of that.
Well, there's no more amateur athletics. I mean, the top teams in college football, the Ohio State, whatever, Georgia, Alabama, LSU, whatever, you look, it's pro ball. Okay, the reason why I bring this up, yes, you can buy a championship, but you still have to have things go your way, a little luck and the right coach. Look, because the Yankees and Mets, they're trying to win a World Series. But I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at my crystal ball. LSU is going to be the college version of the Dodgers, the L.A. Dodgers. You might hate L.A., but look at the Dodgers. And, yeah, so what if they bought a championship? Why'd they go to Japan and get the best Japanese? I don't care. It's a world sport. Are you winning or are you losing? So I think Lane Kiffin and the money people, they could do it right and be the version. Oh, well, y'all bought a championship. Well, so what? That's the way the game. That's the rules today. The bottom line, are you a champion or are you not? Are you winning or are you losing? Bottom line business. That's the way it is.
Yeah, those are the rules right now. And I think LSU really over the last year has set itself up to be in a really great position, you know, to capitalize on that. You know, they went out last year and spent a whole bunch of money on this number one transfer portal class. And you saw a lot of those players on the defensive side produce. Now can you get those players on the offensive side to produce at the same level with this system, with this coach, with this offensive staff that they're going to be collecting and bringing in here? It has the chance to be really, really entertaining a brand of football. Lane Kiffin knows exactly what he wants when he goes into the transfer portal to get quarterbacks or to get wide receivers, to get offensive linemen, and he's shown to be able to do that in the SEC over the last 6 years, which I think is why this hire just makes so much sense and why I think that the plan here is to not build this thing out over a couple-year period. They expect to be competitive next year, and I expect LSU to go out and spend heavily on this roster to make sure that happens.
Now, Glenn, what would you tell LSU fans or just college fans in general where, I don't know, oh, Lane might break your heart. All of a sudden, he wins a national championship, then he bolts to the NFL. I'm like, so what? He brought you a national championship.
Yeah.
Didn't he say one of his mentors, Pete Carroll, win a championship at USC? He went to the Super Bowl with the Seahawks. You can look at a number of different examples. Look at Harbaugh. I mean, if they're like, oh, well, you know, like Ole Miss people, well, you know what? He's going to build a winner. He can win a championship. But then be a lifer. What are you talking about? I'm a lifer for football. I want to be the best of the best at all levels. So I'm like, I would never hold Lane anything against him. If he brought LSU another national championship, it'd be the fourth in the 21st century. If you do that before 2030, four different coaches, so what if you go to the NFL trying to win a Super Bowl? What's your take on that?
Yeah, look, I think the it could be messy, whatever that ending looks like. You know, it's proven to be messy in his past when he's left other places. But, man, just enjoy the ride because I think the ride is going to be so much fun here, you know, however long he's a part of this program. And I think they are going to be able to compete year in and year out at the very top of this conference because of the kind of resources they're going to be pouring into him and the kind of players and talent and development that he's proven to be able to do as a head coach.
Glenn, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. And, hey, National Signing Day Wednesday. So, man, it don't stop. Oh, and then I'm sure after National Signing Day, we'll get a much better picture of his defensive coaching staff. And maybe that gravelly voice guy from on the bayou will be on that staff, too.
You never know. You never know.
Yes, indeed.
All right, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more sports talk here. And second guest from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, right after this break. Finishing up here on our number two of the second guest show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We come back, we'll have triple option, and then at 6:30, the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show right here on WWL. We'll be back with more second guests right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.